This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Some prizes to hand out to start the program.
Prizes?
Prizes. Ellendale, North Dakota, 26 inches. You're one tough bunch there in Ellendale. Lemoore, North Dakota, 24 inches. Right. 24 inches. What else we got here? Who's next after 24? Jamestown, 17 inches. Fargo. Actually, Frontier. Not even Fargo. Frontier got 17 inches. I live close to Frontier. Frontier is sort of the Lincoln of Fargo. Those of you in Bismarck. Let's see what else here. Mayville 14, Bemidji 13, Elbow Lake 13, Park Rapids 12, Detroit Lakes 12, McLeod 12, Moorhead 11.5, Kindred 11.5, Whipholt, Minnesota. I don't even know where that is. Never heard of it. Whipholt?
South of Alexandria, I think.
Is that right? Frazee 11 inches.
That's us.
Twin Valley 10, Breckenridge 8.6. And, well, Wahpeton at 12. They should have been further up that list. You had 11 inches.
Yep.
Whoop-dee-doo. We had 17.
Ah, yeah. Oh, no, Whipple is up by Leech Lake.
My snow's bigger than your snow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You win.
Yeah.
So when you build a snowman, it's a bigger snowman at the same amount of rolling the... Yeah.
That's our awards. I don't want to look back much. I'm trying to think, what am I going to miss about 2019? What will you not like? I mean, what will you not be sorry
way
to say?
Too much saturation for way too many folks.
Yeah, just the weather.
Yeah.
Just the weird weather year.
Weather was awful.
Took summer forever to get here, and it went away too quick.
Look what it did to our farmers and ranchers.
That was my next thing. I was just going to say that. I'm crazy. And I'm really worried about the spring now coming up, too. And we're not done getting snow, friends. We're not... That's not the last storm we'll see this year.
Question I have from one of the texters here. This is just human nature in us. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We just immediately go to... what's next? Where is it here? Question has to do with... The amount of moisture in this snow and what that means for the flood. Now, I know everybody's starting to think that way. The correct answer, I believe, I'll play an expert here, is we don't know yet. We do not know yet. It's too early to tell how much the snowfall will contribute to spring flooding. And don't... think I'm telling you that as the expert. National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Carletta is saying that. Quoted in a story by April Baumgartner in the Forum today, it's definitely a significant storm. For most winters, this would probably be the highlight storm for the winter. Oh, thank you very much. But it's too early to tell on the impacts.
Well, so, Ken Simosko of the National Weather Service is on with me and said that we could pretty much expect an impact, but
is that right, huh? So maybe we have better have the dueling meteorologist on the hour.
Water, right? Albeit at the moment in a frozen state, but
yeah, but
it's not
going to
evaporate all of a sudden during the winter. It's
the time. It's the timing of the melt, right? So if you went from 0 degrees to 80 degrees and had this amount of moisture, yes, there'd be an impact. But if you have a lot of moisture in, you know, then it goes, you know, whatever.
That's very true.
So on the show today, Hogan Gidley, bottom of the hour. Hogan Gidley often at President Trump's side as his deputy press secretary, and he is today down in Mar-a-Lago. If I'm not mistaken, he's a little bit closer to the president in Mar-a-Lago, you know, office to office, than he is in the Oval Office. And do you remember that one time I told him, could you just take the phone down to the big guy and we'll have a little chat? You remember that, Todd?
I do.
And he said, sure, and he started walking down there, and then the music started. We were out of time. So I'll ask a little sooner this time. We'll give that a shot. But a lot to cover of what was in 2019 and what's to be. And the president, probably just like us, saying, well, the weather was awful, and don't want much of that, would say, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of the things they pulled, would be glad to see that in the rearview mirror, but there's also a lot of good things. The president did tweet, the best is yet to come, so we're going to talk about what's ahead. You know, roaring economy, trade deals. I want to get that wall built. Our own Tommy Fisher's on the job down there. I talked to him this weekend, and what did he tell me? I think he said 93 miles of wall has been built. 93 miles. So I'm pretty sure that's the number. A ways to go. A lot of work to be done ahead, for sure. So anyway, Hogan Gidley will be here, and then also our friends from B-Mobile are going to be here. Lacey and Kyle will be here from B-Mobile, and we're going to talk about what's new in 2020. How can technology improve your life? All of that. A New Year's Eve tradition I started a number of years ago, and here we are on New Year's Eve. So we can pick up this tradition again, is, you know, I'll talk a little bit about my New Year's resolution, but to me that's boring. If I'm on the other end of the radio, do I want to hear Todd, Scott, Kevin tell you what their New Year's resolution is going to be? Probably not. So we turn the tables and give you an opportunity to assign something to us and to the show in the way of a New Year's resolution, which you as the bosses, the folks that listen, what you would like more of, less of from the show, how you want us to be different. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text us. I'm at 701-367-2054 to text me. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. One thing I would say about New Year's resolutions, the one I've used the last couple of years, is to not waste time. That's just because I'm getting older. I don't have that much time. You never know how much time you have, right? You don't know the hour of the day. And I saw a couple examples of that over the holiday here and into yesterday. One, Lowell Schweigert. Nice guy. Just one of those really always on, always smiling, nice guys. Lowell, the oldest of, I believe, five? Or is it seven? Maybe seven, I forget. To go back and look at Shannon Schweigert's Facebook post because he had a picture of the family there. But Lowell was shoveling and had a heart attack in his driveway. Neighbors found him. Gone at 63 years of age. He didn't expect when he went out to shovel, got his hat on, got his gloves on, grabbed the shovel, going to work. He didn't expect that was going to be it. He's going to meet his maker after that. You just never know. Another story, Hunter Pinkey plays football for UND. His mom, Katie, is a writer that you might have seen before, does work for Ag Week, kind of runs Ag Week, actually. But, Todd, do you remember when we were, I think you and I were down in Wishick together doing a, Todd and I never get to go into these fun stuff together. It's usually
you were
somewhere, I'm somewhere, but we were down there, and Katie gave us a tour of town, and wanted to see family business.
I've been to her farm. Up on sausage, everybody hits me up. Hey, can you, you're going to be at Wishick. You got to give me some sausage while you're down there.
Anyway, he's 22 years old. He's a tight end, a junior with the University of North Dakota football team. He's out skiing with some buddies in Keystone on Friday and ends up headfirst into a tree. So he did have a helmet, so he didn't have a head injury, not even a concussion, but his spinal cord was severely damaged, severed, actually.
Yeah.
And so he has some movement and some feeling in his arms and chest and shoulders and above, but no movement or feeling in his lower extremities right now.
Did you hear what he told his mom? His comment on the accident?
No.
Oh, I got to tell you, coming up, you won't believe it. And he's got a GoFundMe page we'll share with him.
He does. Yeah. Over last time I looked, it was just shy of $100,000, which is fantastic because it's going to be an expensive deal. Anyway, you never know.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Should be on your agenda for 2020 if you didn't get her done in 2019. Because they get her done for their customers again and again. They have a couple of different solutions for improving mileage significantly. We've heard some firsthand reports that have been fascinating to learn about. So come on in, check them out at DAC Diesel. They're in Bismarck, leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. Diesel's their deal. semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, whatever. You trust them for a long-lasting repair, maintenance services that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years. Call 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Dak Diesel, tell him Scott sent you. Okay, Kev, you had a story about...
About Hunter? Yeah, he...
This is about Hunter Pinky. He's a
UND
football player. He's part of the Pinky family and also the Lukens family. Katie, his mom, is a Lukens. Been on their farm. Just a wonderful ag family. Just one of those great families. Just a lot of really, really neat stories over the years. And Hunter is the oldest in this family. The family now, the Pinky family from down in Wishick. Neat story. What? Tell us what you heard.
What happened, I guess, when he was out in Colorado is he was skiing down. Somebody came in kind of from the side and ended up hitting him or T-boned him, which launched him into the tree, causing the injury. When he woke up or whatever, and Steve told us this morning, he told his mom, he said, just one thing. I want you to tell the person that hit me that it's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad. I look forward to meeting them. It was an accident, and accidents happen. And had zero hate or any kind of animosity in his heart for the person that caused the accident. So, and that was just and his mom's comment was, you know, well, you're going to have to different light a life than you envisioned, but it'll be a good life nonetheless. You know, but it'll be. And he says he'll walk again. I believe him. I think he probably will.
Pretty amazing.
Seems like an amazing young man. And just with that comment, I'm wanting to meet the guy that or the person that caused the accident. He wasn't mad at all. I thought that was just amazing.
Mike McFeely wrote in the forum, he talked to Katie, his mom, said, my words to him were, you have a future. It's just not the future you thought.
Right. The one you envisioned, yeah.
We have to build that future. We have to build a new life for him. Pretty amazing. Do you have the info on the GoFundMe account?
Yeah, it's Hunter Pinky's medical expenses. If you just go to GoFundMe.com, you'll find it. Just put in
the family
little search bar there.
The family that put it up. It's really nice, you know. Story. I don't think this was led by the family or anything else. This was some friends of the family that just said we don't want them to worry about anything right now, right? And so they chose $100,000. As a goal, and they're already there. It's pretty amazing. And when you think about it, this is in Colorado, and thankfully, I guess, you know, it's good to be in Colorado because they've got some medical expertise in spinal injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're probably in the right spot, but this is, you know, you got a family with young kids back in North Dakota. This is not going to be a bit, you know.
This is something. As of 7:30 this morning, it was 99,600 and change. Right now, the GoFundMe's at $103,966.
So it blew over 100. That's great.
In the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I want to contribute too. I'll put $50 in. I hope others do as well. Just it's a small thing we can do to help and know we got to play a part in all of this. I texted his mom this morning and just said, you know, we'll pray.
Yeah,
we'll pray. Pretty powerful stuff that can happen. But my point in raising the whole story for you on the air, if you hadn't heard it, was just that, you know, Hunter did not anticipate when he's skiing on Friday that he's going to do anything other than have some fun with some buddies skiing in Keystone.
Yeah.
And instead... Here he is fighting this.
A good life lesson for us all. It can all change in a dime, right?
Exactly right. You never know. Just a boom in a nanosecond. You just don't know.
Prior to surgery, Hunter shared his thanks for everyone's support, saying thank you all for prayers and well wishes. Surgery in a bit, and then the recovery process begins. Can't wait to get to work. Thank you all again. I have no words to describe the support and prayer that's been shared. In caps, I will walk again.
Isn't that great?
Gives you goosebumps.
Isn't that great?
Get her done, buddy.
That's what
you
he
got this.
That's what he had to say.
Yep.
And his mom saying we were sitting with him and asked, what specifically do you want us to pray about on your behalf? And he says, I want you to pray for the person who collided with me.
That's it. That's there.
I don't want him to feel guilty. And then he said, I hope I can meet him someday. Think about that.
Take that message into the new year, friends. No doubt.
Yeah, exactly right. So, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing indeed. A couple of texts we'll get to here. Calls welcome to 258-0550 today on the program. Wind is everything in North Dakota. I want to see the wind forecast included in the five-day forecast. All right. I agree with you that it has a pretty significant impact. I don't know. Is it not included in any kind of advanced forecast, Todd? When do we first
know? No, it's usually like about an 18-hour thing as far as wind goes, maybe 24 at the outside, 36. But can they get it done that accurately that far out?
Yeah,
we didn't give you a guess, but, you know, it's I don't know if I'd want to hold them to that.
Question for the Weather Service folks. We shall ask. Texter says, what about Dyson? I've heard there is so much snow there they cannot dig out until next spring. Sometimes I wonder, this is a different comment, different thought, but from the same person. Sometimes I wonder about professional football. You've grown men parade around in dainty uniforms on fake grass to create variety in their lives. They probably switch off every other day wearing each other's jock strap.
Hey. Hey, come
really?
On now.
We're going there.
I only relayed the messages. I relayed the messages for you guys.
That's the kind of crap I expect out of me and Kevin, not you.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
That's the kind of crap I'd read, but not you're the straight guy in this thing. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's our job.
Why would law enforcement want to punish drivers by doubling fines?
Judge
Davies got in pretty big trouble for doing that in Fargo. Huge trouble. If this is a way for Fargo to make more money off its citizens, then it's reprehensible in the like of an authoritarian regime. We can talk about that as well. It doesn't seem very, I don't know, New Year's Eve-ish resolution, worthy, but whatever you think. We're going to talk to the White House's Deputy Press Secretary, the main man, coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Angered by deadly U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria on Sunday, some Iraqi Shiite militia supporters have now encircled the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, some of them setting fire to a reception area, protesters attacking the compound, shouting anti-American slogans. Almar Ali is a reporter in the vicinity.
The Iraqi government requested the protesters to leave the area in front of the embassy, but it seems to me right now in front of me there is no one listening. people sitting in the tents right now and requesting the embassy to leave immediately.
A man who used a machete to break into a rabbi's home Saturday night and stab five people now faces 11 charges, including five hate crime charges that have just been added to the previous six. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bells chime, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
28 before the top of the hour. Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends in Watford City. You know, their school district growth has been phenomenal. Even if you just look at the last 5 years, but I could go way back, it's really incredible. And you know what they need? Teachers. They need teachers. They have new schools, elementary schools, middle school, high school. It's phenomenal what's happening there. But the continued student population growth is pretty incredible. The projected 2023 population, 13,160. Incredible. When you think about a decade or so earlier, you'd have 1,200 folks in the whole town. And then it goes to a kind of population just in the city itself. So apply at the district website. Find out more. And, of course, they have the Rough Rider Center. They have the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Best view ever, I believe, in North Dakota. It's the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. It's incredible. Lake Sakakawea, Missouri River System, historic Medora not far away, the Badlands, the hiking, the biking. They've got it all right there. Beautiful Watford City. To Mar-a-Lago we go. And the president's deputy press secretary, Hogan Gidley, joins us on What's On Your Mind. Happy New Year, Hogan.
Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All those things. We're excited to get this year behind us and start a new one.
So as you look back at 2019, there's actually a lot of accomplishment there despite, you know, a ridiculous amount of opposition from the Democratic Party, least of which includes, obviously, the impeachment circus and all of that. What do you look back on 2019 and say, hey, this was a good thing? What accomplishments do you think are going to serve the American people well going into 2020?
Well, they're all really strong. I tell you, when we get ready to do these kind of end-of-year wrap-up shows and talk about a reflection of what this president and this administration has been able to accomplish, You get your research team to start to build all these documents as they keep them throughout the year, and they come bring them to you in your desk. And when they put them down, I thought it was some type of like Encyclopedia Britannica. It was just so thick. And I was like, what is this? And like, these are the accomplishments. And you go back and you realize, because it happened so fast at the speed of Trump, you know, he's a businessman. He wants to keep things moving. You look back. I mean, just think about, I guess it was a week or two ago, and the Democrats were voting on this sham, illegitimate impeachment nonsense. And just that week, we had got a USMCA deal done for farmers and ranchers, auto manufacturers with Mexico and Canada. We had got a China trade deal done that the farmers were, you know, very excited about. It'll revolutionize the way we do business with that country. We signed an executive order to protect Jewish people from anti-Semitism on college campuses, which, as we now see with all these attacks, have, you know, gotten exponentially worse around the country. And that's just three of the accomplishments. When you look at Space Force, adding an entire branch to the military, which hasn't been done, I think, since 1945, and then also paid family leave for federal workers. I mean, these are things that happened in a week, and all the Democrats could muster up was telling the American people that the president of the United States was such a clear and present danger to the republic, that he was a threat to national security. So we have to rush this thing through really quickly. And by the time they rush it through, when it's time to move it over to the Senate, they go, nah, I'll just sit on my hands for a minute and wait and see what happens. Well, if he's such a threat, what are you waiting on? Let's get this deal going. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. This president continues to succeed on behalf of the American people. And I'll tell you, some of these numbers shifting around on impeachment, part of that is because you're moving into the Christmas holidays and people are going, wait a minute. I hear all these things the Democrats are saying. I hear all these things the media are saying about our president. But my pocketbook sure feels pretty good. Our national standing, our international standing with other countries looks pretty good. What are they talking about? And by the way, what are they doing? We sent them there to work with him on infrastructure, prescription drugs, other things. They're not doing any of it. So I think it's been a really successful year for the president, a successful 3 years, quite frankly. As we move into an election cycle, it's just interesting to watch the Democrats twist and turn all over themselves to try and make the American people think there's a bad horizon out there, when in actuality, the American people are more successful than they ever have been.
I want to ask about a couple of things you've just mentioned. One, the speed of Trump. And this is where I think people... it's easy to get sort of just lost in the difference that this president has brought to the job, that Donald Trump is disrupting. And part of that is also an explanation for the opposition and why they fear him so much. But just the sheer nature of the speed. He's not your typical president, right? I mean, he's constantly working, even down at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, for crying out loud, dealing with, you know, having to send strikes into Iraq to take on the Iranians and their shenanigans and this situation in Syria, that it never stops. He never stops. Talk a little bit about the speed of this president, the way of which he goes about the job.
It never stops. He never stops. And you know, we'll just think about it like this. One of the most historic things this president was able to accomplish early on in his presidency was getting everyone together for this tax cut. And it spawned on the economy, to be, you know, one of the most robust in history. And after that tax cut was done, I got to thinking about how other presidents would be talking about that tax cut, trying to hang their hat on a tax cut for the next 2.5 years. I think within a couple of hours, he had tweeted about another subject, and we were on to that. We were off of that now. So it's time to move on to something else. He is consistently asking us, what's next? What do we want to do now? All right, hey, how about this? What about that? Let's move forward here. Let's do another tax cut. It never stops. And the conventional wisdom of Washington, D.C., as your listeners and you well know, is that it is... pat yourself on the back for a long time for one little accomplishment that doesn't do anything to move the dial one way or the other. He's making massive changes, not just draining the swamp, but putting forth policies to last generations, whether it be judges or the economic trade deals, moving embassies in Jerusalem, which, you know, candidate after candidate promised they would do and never did. All of those things he's doing, and he doesn't ever think, let's take a break. I mean, you get a call from him at 12 midnight. You get a call from him the next morning at 5, and he's asking about news stories. And what should we do about this? And, hey, I got some great ideas on moving forward with more economic news. And it's always something that benefits the American people. It's never about him, never about, you know, one segment. It's about everybody all of the time, and it's so great to work for somebody like that. It really is.
You mentioned also a couple of the accomplishments just in that 1 week that you were reviewing the Space Force. One is pretty extraordinary. Our own Senator Kevin Cramer was very integral in that as well, in maneuvering, because there was a lot of, you know, as is always in Washington and the bureaucracy, you know, sort of the idea of what this is going to be, and then a bunch of people who see cheese being moved and freak out and don't want to have this happen, and so all kinds of efforts to try and water it down and have it be under another branch or whatever. And I know that the Senator Cramer very instrumental in that happening. But you know, when I first heard about this, I'm like, what is the deal? I don't get it. Space Force, like, what's a Space Force? But the more I dug, the more I understood that China, for instance, and Russia were way ahead of us, really. And this was an effort to get us in the game in a big way in this fight. What is the Space Force? Explain the overarching goal of this, you know, new branch of the military, which doesn't happen every day.
Right. Well, understand, everything we do, just about everything we do, is controlled by satellites. And we're satellites. They're in space. They talk and connect with our phones through various towers throughout the country. We were behind. And I think the president saw that and realized, you know, you have to protect these entities in space because that's where everything's going. And, you know, we have always been so, you know, slow, I think, as a country to kind of recognize some of those things. And this president just said, no, we're not going to be behind anymore. No matter the topic, and we're going to move forward with this, and we want to protect our assets in space. I mean, you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars of equipment up there that controls so much of our lives, and the president wanted to make sure that we had that safety and security. And again, as I said before, it's all about protecting the American people and their interests, and this is a perfect example. And so, you know, the president created a brand new branch of the military that will be focused, you know, obviously here on the earth, but focused on protecting our assets in space. And, you know, that's where so much of this technology is housed. It's where so much more of it is actually moving. And so the president wanted to get ahead of, so many of the other countries in just protecting our assets. And that's what he's done here. And again, you have to give him credit for that because, you know, we're a safer country now here at home. We're a safer country now with our citizens being protected abroad. You see that today, quite frankly, but also in space. And it's the great beyond. It's somewhere we need to begin to really expand. And the president recognizes that. So that's what this does. And he was really excited about it. And I'll tell you just an anecdote from one of the rallies. You know, you hear about Space Force, and I thought, well, that's really cool, and I knew the importance of it from a national security standpoint. I knew the importance of it for, you know, again, all of our assets here on the ground, but also in space. I mean, people at these rallies chant Space Force, Space Force. So it's something that's extremely popular as well, and I think the people get it. So, you know, he's ahead of the curve in most things, and this one's no different.
A listener wanted us to ask you whether or not you read or study the techniques of previous press secretaries like Marlon Fitzwater, including reading his book, Call the Briefing. How does he define the job? That'd be you. How do you define the job of a presidential press secretary?
Look, I think each press secretary, each deputy press secretary makes the job their own. I mean, Sarah had a unique way of doing combat with the press. You know, we are the most transparent, the most accessible press operation in a White House ever. And every single press person, whether they love us or hate us, and most of them hate us, will tell you they get more access to the president, more access to us than they ever had in the past. And our deal always is to give information directly to the American people, and we have the best spokesperson on the planet to do that. It's the president, and he does it flawlessly every day.
Unbelievable. Well, give them our best. A lot of folks here are rooting for them, as you know, and these trade deals, very important for agriculture in this part of the country. So Hogan, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, go Bison!
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On your mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Grand Sky. Grand Sky, what a wonderful launching pad that is for some incredible technology. We think of it as a place for drones. I guess it is. But it's so much more than that. It's jobs. You look who's located in Grand Sky. General Atomics, Northrop Grumman, another, so many others, Harris, and more to come. Really is pretty special what's happening up there. We love covering it on this program. We talk regularly about what's happening up there on our drones, planes, and people segment brought to you by Grand Sky. Also by EyeSight RPV Services. They have remotely piloted vehicle operations for agriculture, wildlife management, insurance, emergency services, critical infrastructure. Their clients can unlock the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft with EyeSight RPV Services. So appreciate what they do. Ron and Beulah, waiting to chit-chat here. I never have enough time with Hogan Gidley. I could go a long time because there's a lot of ground to cover. But just this morning, the president, in the last couple of hours, one, two, three, four texts that all deserve some attention. It's just amazing. But anyway, we'll have him back. It's fun to talk to Hogan, especially when he's down there in beautiful Florida. Ron and Beulah, what is on your mind?
Hey, well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
I have this quarter that was in circulation, and it says Queen Nancy on one side, and on the other side, it says all kneel before me, and it's stamped in that quarter.
And it's stamped what?
In the quarter. You know, a 25-cent piece?
Yeah. Where is it from?
Well,
California?
The quarter was made, it's a U.S. quarter, and it's a Colombian quarter.
I don't think we'd be talking about kneeling to Nancy if it's a U.S. quarter.
No, it's actually money, you know, it was in circulation.
That's why I was thinking maybe it was California quarter.
No,
Or some kind of a prank.
No, it's not.
So you think it's the real deal?
It's the real deal.
I don't know. What do you think, guys?
I don't know.
Have it checked out. Call my buddy Jerry Breyer at the Gold Silver Exchange up in Grand Forks. 701-746-9950, I think. And see what they say, Ron. I'm a little suspicious, though. But you never know. Depending on where it's from, it might be worth something. Might as well get it appraised.
It was in circulation, but it isn't anymore.
Yeah, I hope not.
Oh.
Yeah, very strange. Thank you, Ron. Have a good day. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550. A couple of textures have suggestions, fellas.
Shoot.
Resolutions for us. Listening all these years, I think the music to open the show and going to break should have a little more bounce.
More bounce. A little more.
More bounce.
A little more punch.
Happy New Year to you all. Now, first of all, the song that we opened the show with, should we play it for everybody just so we can know what we're talking about here a little bit? I guess we could do it in the next segment. Since we're getting a little short on time here. But there is, while I agree with you, it is lacking punch.
Kind of the message in the song. Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's what the message we're trying to convey about what we're up to here on the program. What we're hopeful for, what we pray for on the, on the show. That's... See everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. Keep waiting. The world to change. So that's what's behind it. But I agree, it doesn't have a lot of punch. I've had other show opens, as they're called, that are Well, yeah. Ricky Martin one time.
Are we looking for suggestions? I have one. If you're looking for suggestions, we could do something like this one.
We're not going to take it.
Yeah,
Twisted Sister here.
Yeah. There you go.
We're not going to take it.
There you go.
What the sheet music quiz for this? It's none of the sheet music of "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Serious?
The true story.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Which has screwed me up in church ever since, but...
Right.
I bet.
Anyway, duly noted to the texter, and we'll see if anybody agrees that the music in and the music out needs a little more punch. I'm all for punch. I am. But we want to have it sort of make sense, too. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Happy New Year, folks. Don't go away.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you.